BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Israeli forces searching in and around the biggest hospital in Gaza say they've recovered the body of a woman nearby who was taken hostage last month by Hamas. The Israeli military said automatic rifles and rocket-propelled grenades were found at the same location. From Jerusalem, here's Nick Beek.
Tonight, the Israeli military said they recovered the body of 65-year-old Yehudit Weiss in a building next to Shifa Hospital. The cancer patient's husband was killed by Hamas on the day she was captured. The army also released video of what it said was a tunnel shaft at the medical centre. Israel's justification for its intense military operation there has been that Hamas has a major facility underground, but no evidence of such a command centre has been presented yet.
Hamas has again denied that it used al-Shifa for military purposes. A fuel shortage has caused a communications blackout across the Gaza Strip. A BBC correspondent in the territory has confirmed that mobile phone and internet services are down. Israel has blocked almost all deliveries of fuel to Gaza since it began bombarding the enclave 5 weeks ago. Tamara Al-Rafai from the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees said the blackout would have serious consequences for its work.
We cannot communicate with our teams. We cannot move our trucks around because we don't know who is where. And mostly the siege becomes complete if people, not only can they not move outside of Gaza, they cannot move inside of Gaza because of the fighting, and they cannot communicate with the rest of the world and with their own friends and family within the Strip.
A right-wing conspiracy theorist has been found guilty of trying to kidnap the former US Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, and assaulting her husband with a hammer. The crimes carry potential jail terms of 20 and 30 years. David DePapp broke into the California home of the Pelosis last October. The US Attorney for the Northern District of California, Ismael Ramsey, spoke to reporters.
In America, one's free to believe whatever they want and to engage in impassioned political debate. What this guilty verdict on all counts sends is a clear message that regardless of what your beliefs are, what you cannot do is physically attack a member of Congress or their immediate family for their performance in their job.
Protesters in Madrid have again gathered outside the headquarters of Spain's governing Socialist Party to denounce a deal with Catalan separatists, which has kept the Prime Minister in power. The demonstrators called Pedro Sanchez a criminal and a traitor. On Thursday, he narrowly won a parliamentary vote to secure another term in office. BBC News. Ukraine's president says there's been a fall in deliveries of artillery shells since the start of the conflict in Gaza. Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters that the attention of the world was no longer focused on his country's war with Russia. He said this was not helpful. A former girlfriend of the American rapper and producer Sean Combs has accused him of rape and sex trafficking. The R&B singer Cassie is suing Combs, who's previously gone by the stage names Puff Daddy and P Diddy. Here's Nomia Iqbal.
Cassie, whose full name is Cassandra Ventura, alleges the abuse started in 2005 when she was 19 and had started dating Sean Combs. She was also signed to his record label. She alleges he plied her with drugs, beat her and forced her to have sex with multiple male prostitutes on video. The now 37-year-old further claims he would stop her music from being published if she didn't obey him. The pair split in 2018. It was shortly before that Ms. Ventura alleges he raped her. In a statement to the BBC, Sean Combs' lawyers have described the lawsuit as riddled with baseless and outrageous lies.
A jury in the United States has failed to reach a verdict in the case of a policeman charged over the killing of Breonna Taylor. Brett Hankerson was accused of violating her civil rights during a botched raid in her home in Louisville 3 years ago. The death of Ms. Taylor, who was black, sparked mass protests against police brutality and racial injustice. The judge has declared a mistrial. The British boxer Tyson Fury will take on Alexander Usyk in Saudi Arabia in February. It will be the first undisputed heavyweight title fight since 1999. Fury is the current WBC champion, while Usyk holds the three other belts. Both men are unbeaten in their professional careers. BBC News.